Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also on eSETI Stargate, on Rumble, VMO, and several other platforms. We also post on Telegram and True Social, so you can check us out there. I know BBS has over 100 plus affiliates, and it goes out to well over 100 countries, so this is really getting out there. Thank God, and a lot happening. So we skipped the news yesterday because I had Corey Good on, not yesterday, last week, I should say. I thought it was more important to get his story out because there's so much stuff flying around and it's becoming so polarized and everything else. And I wanted to hear his side of the story. And, you know, to me, it was, he covered everything, you know, so I checked last week's show out if you want to get that. It was a really good show. The as far as the news, I just want to go straight into that because there's so much going on. NASA, which stands for Never a Straight Answer, just released a news brief that the sun is active beyond what they expected. Duh, you know, the CME's coronal mass ejection solar flares are increasing exponentially, and there's a probability that it will affect all electronics. So much for your digital society and transhumanism. The Neuralinks they'll be hooked up to nothing if they don't short out and fry your brain beforehand. And, you know, I think I wrote about all this in the 80s. Oh, I did. Well, I believe it's in Becoming Gods or Reunion with Source, one of those books. Anyway, the a 4.8 earthquake hit the Big Island, and I sure felt that one. And Kilauea was in the process of erupting. It was intense. The side wave pushed me away from the table. I was sitting at the table, all of a sudden, boom, it just pushed me back on that one. So it was a pretty intense one. You know, one of the Telegram posters was saying the lava looks fake and no, the whole bowl's filling up rapidly and it's massive. So there's a massive eruption going on in Kilauea. There were two mega quakes that hit Turkey and Syria, and makes you go, you know, weren't they aligning with Russia breaking away from NATO? Could it be the global elite has HARP technology, earthquake weapons, and is very unhappy with them? Say some prayers to them. You know, the whole olive groves are now canyons over there. It's unbelievable what happened over there. And, you know, they had the lights and the HARP lights and all the other technology before the quake. So I would really do some investigation in that. It's probably not what you think. But anyway, the alien balloon invasion was a total flop. You know, I think they're trying to see if the public will buy into it before they do their fake alien projected blue beam HARP false flag program. So according to the White House and CNN, you know, it's all Trump's fault, of course. it's unbelievable how they got it all. At the end, they go, it's Trump's fault. No matter what happens on the planet right now, it's Trump's fault at the end. It's kind of hilarious, but it's a pretty deranged, it's very deranged program going on there. So here's a little hint. You cannot shoot down an advanced off-world visitor with rockets, bullets, even lasers or particle beams. They're totally shielded. And by the way, Roswell was a fluke. You know, they were testing these radar systems, at least two, I think maybe three. And they crossed the beams and disrupted the navigation systems on two low-level gray ships and their alien ships that collided. And I don't think anyone in the UFO community has told you that yet. You know, it was also 75 years ago, and they're still distracting you, keeping your necks twisted back in the past with new theories about Roswell. Come on, guys, 75 years? Long time. You know, so let's get on with the ones that are here now and why they're here and what they're here for. So anyway, East Palestine, Ohio, train wreck, one of the biggest man-made environmental disasters, was barely covered by the White House or the mainstream news until citizens started demanding answers. It looks like a nuclear death cloud from space. It's not looking good. That is a major, major mess there. So Fox News and other alternative outlets were the only ones given any real coverage. You know, where's Greta Gore and all the climate change folks? You know, where's Pete Buttigieg? You know, it's like, despite his attempts to blame it on Trump, there he goes again, tried to blame it on Trump. Locals are demanding that he be fired, you know. sadly, lots of livestock and wildlife died, people's pets, and who knows the long-term effects will be, but it's going to affect everybody seriously, and I'm sure there's going to be some serious side effects in the future. I think some of these chemicals were actually banned as far back as 1979. I was trying to find the post on that and research it, but I couldn't find it, like vanished. I don't know why, but you know, these chemicals are not, definitely not to be in giant tanker trucks. I mean, they're very, very toxic chemicals, and we shouldn't even be using them. But there's been several other train wrecks with toxic spills, and looks like a pattern. Oklahoma has had, you know, fire breakouts at their chemical plants. And, you know, it's just like all the food plants and the processing plants and the chicken farms and the cow farms and all these things are mysteriously, everything is burning up or blowing up. And this all looks orchestrated. You know, it's not a coincidence that all this is happening. 17,000 physicians and scientists declare that Pfizer, Moderna, BioNTech, AstraZeneca, and other enablers witnessed and fully omitted safety information from patients and physicians, which led to toxic death, and should be immediately indicted for fraud. You know, I think they should be indicted for premeditated murder and genocide, basically, because that's what it was. The goal is and always has been population control. And let's just end the denial and get on with this. Dr. McCullough says lawsuits are coming, Nuremberg 2.0. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, announced he will make mandatory the vaccines for grade K through 12. This man is either the dumbest, most arrogant man on earth suffering from cognitive dissonance, or he's just plain evil and part of the genocide. There's no other two answers for that. This guy's got to go. So due to the preponderance of evidence, you know, it's the Supreme Court in the U.S. has ruled mRNA injections are not vaccines, are unsafe, and must be avoided at all costs. Idaho lawmakers have introduced legislation that will criminalize those who administer COVID vaccines. So it's out there. It's getting out there. And a lot of governors are stepping up to the plate. And so things are happening out there to take care of this. Some good news. The first unvaccinated dating website opened in Hawaii, The Unjected. And they were censored by Google and Apple. Go figure, you know, but set things up with GoDaddy. Kudos to them. Major scholars are saying that the unvaccinated are some of the most healthy and happiest people in the world. They also have a higher IQ, possess critical thinking, and did their research, which is now, you know, proving that they made the right choice. So anyway, so much for all the shaming and everything else. You know, all the unvaccinated are going to have one of those big neener, neener, neener moments coming around the corner here, obviously. Vladimir Putin will make a speech concerning the undeniable evidence the Biden administration blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, which he admitted to, basically, and causing extreme hardships on European nations. And he'll also speak about the already admitted biolabs financed with American taxpayers' money on his border, the experimentation on the Ukrainian people with Biden's name all over them, and the genocide of Russian people by the Ukrainian army. So, you know, they're finding the labs, they're getting the contracts, they're finding the information, despite Zelensky telling them to burn all the paperwork and get rid of it. It looks like they didn't get all of it. So most likely he'll cover the intrusion of NATO, the Ukraine as being the most corrupt country on the planet, a giant money laundering scheme, you know, rich with child and sex trafficking. You know, it's becoming increasingly obvious Ukraine is the deep state and Zelensky is their acting puppet. So just follow the money and you'll figure that one out. The hunter will become the hunted. So anyway, that's into the news. There's a lot more out there, but this is just what I wanted to cover because I told people we'd get to the question and answers and spend a show on question and answers again, because people seem to love that. Love that part of the show more so than anything else. We'll be getting some new guests on, you know, just like Corey Good and other people out there soon. Go ahead.
Is the Andromedan Council of Light made up of many star nations?
From my understanding, the Andromedan Council is Andromedans. And there are a lot of other councils that go before the Andromedan Council, but these beings are 8 to 10 foot tall. They have magnetic light bodies and light ships, and they live in a holographic universe. And so when the Pleiadians came across them, they were just in awe at how beautiful and evolved these beings were. And so they asked them if they would actually govern them, they'd be their leaders. And then Andromedan said, no, you need to lead yourself, which is a very wise thing to say. And they said, we'll advise, we'll be advisors. So they're more like advisors to the Pleiadian councils, the Orion Council of Light, and a lot of the other councils that are involved.
Where can I learn more about the Orion Council of Light?
You know, there's not much about the Orion Council of Light because there's been so much mention of the Orion Alliance, which are the Greys and Reptilians and some other pretty nasty beings. And so people don't realize that Orion's a big system, and there's six dimensional beings that make up the Orion Council of Light that are involved. A lot of them have actually incarnated on Earth right now, and they're part of the planetary liberation because they had to liberate their civilization from the same groups, and they're here now. So there's J.J. Hurtak talks about them in the Keys of Enoch, I know, and he says they're magnificent. You know, they're high dimensional beings. I'm sure they're probably some kind of the ones I've seen were more like energy and plasma beings. They took on physical form, a form I would relate to, but I think they're more pure consciousness and energy, and they have some form, but they are very powerful beings, and they're here to help. You know, they're here to help us in the awakening healing process.
As we continue to lift our frequency, is it likely we will begin to possibly experience some fourth density beings on our way to the fifth? And can you advise on how to discern if the being we are in contact with is from the light or not? And how do we protect ourselves?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, the self-mastery classes and ambassador training, we cover that. We make sure that people know before they go and play around in these other dimensions, how to create sacred space, how to heal unseen negative influences, how to make sure that your channeling is clear and it's not being influenced by astral beings and lower beings in the lower fourth dimension. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of that out there. There's not a lot of that training. So a lot of people are actually just talking to anybody that comes along, and they're hooking up with astral beings and discarnate beings. And some are hooking up with reptilians and other entities and don't know they're connected. And there are some people out there that are chipped, actually, and that chip is not from where they think it is. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on there. So a lot of times people will start out on a really high note and they're totally dedicated and they're doing the best they can. And then they just get taken over because they have no training. They don't know how to heal these unseen negative and they're not strong enough. And they find any chink in your armor, any little weak spot, they're going to find and amplify.
Ego too.
Yeah, the ego is very, very easy to, you know, they get you through flattery.
Right.
They tell you you're the chosen one, you're this, you're that, you're this goddess special. Supreme or God supreme or whatever, you know. Yeah, they always tell you you're special, like that movie.
Yeah.
What was that called? People of Earth.
People of Earth.
Yeah, people of Earth. You're special before they put you back in the body after they abduct you, you know.
There was a study where they weighed bodies pre and post-mortem, and the bodies weighed on average 21.3 grams more before death. Do you have any thoughts on this?
Definitely, there is a lot of research on that, and a lot of people tried to discount it because they said that was fluids leaving the body when somebody died, but they were wrapped in sheets, you know, that were plastic like that, so nothing could leave. Nothing could actually leave the, and so they took extreme precautions in doing that research. So definitely the soul has a weight to it. And when it leaves the body, I can't remember, I heard it was some 13 ounces. I don't know how that comes out to grams, but it does have a force. It does have a weight to it.
There was a video somewhere in Europe where the night sky turned to daytime It freaked the people out in the streets. They were scared. I mean, are even the skies not real?
That's it's happened in the past throughout history. And I know one of these Andromeda ships, if they were to power up full blast, I mean, they'd be like 10,000 suns. So the ships have that ability, you know, it could be one of the ships powered up, you know, or it could be a lot of different things. It could be some other technology up there that they're playing around with. They're really trying to get us into the mindset so they can do this fake alien invasion. So there's a lot of games going on with that. So don't buy into it. I mean, they can do computer to brain technology and put Jesus in the sky, and people actually think they're talking to Jesus, but it's some creepy dude behind a computer screen, you know?
Yeah. Is there a dumb clean out going on in New Zealand as we have been slammed with bad weather and a 6.1 earthquake?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of cleanup. New Zealand is one of the holdouts for the deep state. Definitely Ukraine is headquarters. It's deep state central. There's a few other places, Geneva, and I believe Switzerland has a lot, but those are some of the places that are, Israel's has a lot of deep state stuff going on there too. You know, wherever you see there's a mass depopulation program, that's their deep state there, where they're really pushing the jabs and the other stuff.
More times than not, when I meditate, whether in a group or by myself, I fall asleep. Do you have any suggestions to help keep from dozing off?
You know, it's kind of like I do that too, but when I lay down and meditate, a lot of times I'm not really falling asleep. I'm going out of body and doing stuff on other planes and dimensions. But the problem is you don't remember it. So you don't remember. If you do a lot of meditation, a lot of spiritual practice, the veils between worlds are thinner. And so you bring back some of those memories when you cross back into this reality. But there's a lot of work being going on, and you initiated it because you're meditating. You initiated it. You went out of body. You're gone. You just don't remember what you're doing.
Can you be a male in one life and a female in another? If so, how do you know what half of the soulmate you are?
You can. Actually, there's a thing called crossovers, and that happens. It's, you know, throughout history, I talked about this earlier, that women have taken a really bad rap throughout history. I mean, if you conquered a village, you took the gold and the women, you had their way with it, with them. And when they didn't please you anymore, you dumped them for a younger woman. And there's just been a lot of deep, deep wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience throughout history, especially with women. And men are really dealing with, hey, I'm tired of having to be the guy that covers everything, be the breadwinner, like work my ass off, go to war, all this stuff. I want to chill out a little bit. I want to be out in nature. I want to stay home a little more. And so there's all these mixtures going on. And, you know, it's all this stuff is coming up. Cellular memory is coming up right now. And there's some people that actually crossed over because of all the trauma they experience as a female when they'll cross over. But the problem with that is the dynamics of energy. Dis-ease is an energy imbalance. And so there's a lot of problems that kind of come with that because the soul and the body are not linked up properly. So you can go much deeper into that. And a lot of people get angry from talking about this, but it's like, and the males too, the same thing. I'm tired of being at war. I'm tired of, you know, this and this. I'm going to be a woman this time, you know, and experience that. And some people just do it because they want to experience what the other side's all about, you know, and they'll have a lifetime as a male or a woman, then go back to what's kind of more aligned with the original split. So when the monad or whatever you call it, the God force splits into male, female, you have to have positive, negative, male, female, yin, yang for creation. That's how creation happens. It's a necessity, and there's nothing wrong with it. And so you can, reunite with your soulmate. But if you do, and you're not clear, and you're still carrying all these old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions, there's an amplification process that happens. And it's an extreme love. And at the same time, you want to kill each other. So it's intense. So you really gotta do your work. And ultimately, you kind of make God your soulmate, because that way there's no dependencies. You're not dependent on another person or things like that. So you can actually find that balance within yourself. You can make that merge within yourself. So you don't, everybody's running around thinking, if I meet my soulmate, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be abundant. It doesn't really work that way. Yeah. Usually it's the opposite, because you're going to go through extreme processing until you level out, you know.
Do all extraterrestrial physical beings have souls?
Not all. There's some that are just pretty much created in test tubes in their biological experiments. They're robots, bio robots, you know, and they don't necessarily have souls. They're sentient technology that doesn't have a soul. There's a lot of things out there that don't have a soul. And so it's a lot of those beings are having real trouble right now, because everything's ascending, and without emotions, you can't ascend. You have to have love and joy and bliss, the higher frequency energies, to ascend to the next level. And some are just pure mind, pure intellect, and they're struggling because they're not going to make it. And so they're doing a lot of experimentation and abductions and trying to bring emotions back into their race and things like that. So there's a lot of that going on.
What is the relationship of DNA to the ability to have a soul?
DNA is, your genes have attributes that go along with them. So you have like a salamander gene that'll help you regenerate the body, keeps you healthy. You can actually grow a new arm once that's activated. You know, you have genes that will activate telepathy. You have genes that will activate to be able to see forward or backward in time. There's genes that get activated where you can actually jump forward or backward in time. You can teleport or bilocate, like a lot of yogis and masters do. You can be in several places at once. They have that ability as well. A lot of shamans can shape shift and do things, and that's because those genes are activated, or they weren't shut down, you know. I think I went off track a little bit. What was the question again?
What is the relationship of DNA to the ability to have a soul?
Yeah. And so the DNA, all those attributes actually sit in energy centers on the body. And those correspond with the soul. And so in India, they talk a lot about that, you know, the crown opens up, you can connect with 70 beings, the God self, you know. And then this is God seen in all things, you know, this is love spoken, supposed to be, but it's not always misused a lot. That's when you have a lot of throat cancer, because people are just always negative. You have love felt, you know, love felt for all life, all creation. And then power is your middle chakra. Your solar plexus is your power. And then the sexual energies are the second chakra. That's creation energies for creation. And the first chakra is survival. So they're locking us into the survival, sex, and power. They want to keep everybody terrorized with the news and everything else. And they keep doing things and creating false flags and all these other things, because, you know, they want to keep you in fear and dependent. And you think they're going to save you, but they're the ones creating the problem. But they lock you into those first three chakras. But as the energy, like we talked before about the sun is activating those genes. And we're moving into a highly energized place in space. The higher dimensional beings are activating those genes. People are doing spiritual practices that are activating those genes. And they're kicking on right now. So when you go up into the upper chakras, they can't control you anymore. You can feel right away, you know, if somebody's lying to you, you're telepathic. You can feel the energy of somebody, you can feel their agendas, you know, all that stuff goes out the door once you start coming from the heart. and the higher chakras. And then you're receiving guidance on these higher levels too. So it's all tied together, but you know, it's, I don't think a being without a soul has any of these capabilities. They're more like technobots, you know?
I know so many of my fellow pilots, including myself, that are seeing objects in the air all the time now. Is this disclosure, fear ops from the cabal, a lead up to a false flag, or all of the above?
Could be all of the above. Okay, so there's so much in the sky right now. The higher dimensional beings, the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders are returning. They're coming back and they're assisting us. And they were the ancient megalith and temple builders. And so they're returning. The ones who actually started Atlantis and Lemuria, those two colonies, they're returning. Those are the Pleiadians. They're coming back. The Orion Council of Light is in the sky. You've got grays and reptilians, you know, buzzing around trying to get out of here because their time's up. You know, they're trying to get out of here. You've got the dark fate that Corey Good talks about. You've got the Space Force as well. We have our own ships and they're flying around up there. You know, it's like all the above going on. You've got people ask about the ships, you know, are they physical ships? Are they higher dimensional ships? Are they time travelers, you know? And it's all the above. It's all going on. But we're in that epoch of time, you know, we're that part of time where it's all coming out right now and we're seeing all of it and we're getting aware of all of it. And, you know, there's a multidimensional war going on and a huge cleanup underway. So that's what we're seeing, you know. And then there's a lot of balloons up there and things like those are all games they're playing, you know, with the balloons and everything else. But I know there's some people that were their hobby clubs that actually made these balloons and they send them way up there. And I think they took down some of their projects as well. So there's it's just like everything's going on.
What is a bleed through?
You know, it depends on what you're referring to, but bleed throughs are often, you can have past lives that will bleed through into this life. You can have fears and traumas and things from past life come through. You can have other dimensions bleed through. And some of us actually are already existing on many dimensions. We're all multidimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum. And so you can have bleed throughs from your higher selves, whatever, on that continuum. Masters can be trying to get a hold of you, and actually some really dark beings can be trying to get a hold of you. So it's more than one thing going on. There's information coming in and influences coming in, and some are positive, some are negative. And that's where you get into self-mastery. And we have to learn how to clear unseen negative influences, create sacred space. And we always say, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing.
What would a bleed through look like with time travel?
Well, again, time is a construct. It's just based on our cycle, you know, around the sun and things like that, and the spin of the earth and things like that. So if you're on a bigger planet, the spin slower one day might be like a month, you know, so it's all different. Time's just a construct. So it's, when you get up in the higher levels, you can look down on the timeline from beginning to end, a timeline, say, oh, I think I'll incarnate here, 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 anywhere on that timeline. You can choose to come in again if you wish. You may not want to, you know, drop in on the dark ages or something like that. That could be a real problem, but most people don't. But sometimes you go back to straighten something out or help your relatives from that time or things. But that's a lot of bleed throughs can just be memories, you know, surfacing and then connections being made. And if there was a really strong emotion involved, like in some of my lifetimes, one, I was actually a prince and these hordes were coming to attack the castle, and I went out with just a few people trying to slow them down so they could get the doors closed. And I was killed in that when I was just mobbed and killed. And I remember looking up and seeing the woman I was going to marry on looking down just in horror, you know, watching it. And so, you know, that's pretty powerful emotion. And I actually met that person in this lifetime too, which was interesting. But it's a lot of those things. If there's an extreme emotional embrace or powerful emotion, you're recreated in this line. You'll magnetize those people back to you to finish that or heal whatever need to be healed or whatever. So a lot of that happens. You know, it's everything is recorded in your soul as emotions, and your mental body can't really access it. You have to access it through emotions and feelings.
Do you think bleed throughs and deja vus have anything to do with each other?
Yeah, deja vu is definitely, you know, I've been here before, I've done this before, and a lot of things are, we kind of ascend through spirals, like an ascending spiral, and so we've done a lot of these things before, and we keep going around to get it right, you know, and sometimes, ultimately, when you get it right, you don't need to have that experience again, and there's a story, I read the story a long time ago, and they said that ascension is like a man walking down the street and he's not paying attention. He falls into a manhole and he wakes up the next morning, you know, takes a shower, brushes his teeth, his hair and everything, gets up, walks down the same street, falls down the manhole again, you know. And the next day he's walking down, you know, does his thing in the morning, gets up, he's walking down the street and he sees the manhole. And he goes, oh, I better avoid that, you know. And so he goes around the manhole and misses it. And then the next day he takes another street, you know. So that's kind of the way it works. It's like sometimes we have to experience something a few times before we get it.
Do you think time travelers are responsible for some of the havoc on Earth right now?
You know, I've never really researched that. It could be happening. I think Corey Good talks about the temporal wars, and those are time wars and things like that. So there is a lot of that going on. I just really haven't looked into that. I know it's probably is happening. It's probably I'm sure it's a possibility.
What do you know of Japanese deities or demons?
I think it's the Shinto. I'm not sure. It's a Buddhist philosophy. But they understand that there's nature spirits and a lot of positive ones and negative ones. And there's beings that turn into a fox and then turn back into a person, like, just like we have, the shapeshifters or the, what's the Native American one? They call it the, skinwalker, you know, things like that. Very similar. They have good dragons and bad dragons in their lore, and they have all kinds of things from the past. And they talk about the deer. It's like an elk. It's like a huge deer, and it represents, you know, something. But they all have a lot of beliefs about this, and that, you know, they have demons just like we have demons. You know, there's demonic type beings, there's reptilian beings, there's grays, tall grays, there's shadow beings, you know, there's royal reptilians, and then the serpent beings are really nasty, you know. So they have a lot of that. It's just a little different, but they have a lot of that in their philosophies.
Can you speak more about the feline god protectors?
The felines, it's one of my favorite subjects, actually, but what happened to me is I was meditating. I was in deep meditation. All of a sudden I went out of body, and next thing you know, I'm on a ship, and I'm on a ship, and there's two people standing next to me on both sides. And I look over and I see a woman sitting at a council, and she's, you know, she's got a chair, and she has beautiful blonde hair, you know, in the back, and she's sitting at the council. And all of a sudden she turns around and looks at me. And she's not totally human. She's humanoid feline, you know. And blew my mind. And I went, oh my God, you know, like this. And, you know, she was beautiful, but a little weird at the same time. The only thing I could say was like, I was kind of like, and she just ran up to me and just gave me this big hug. Like I was a long lost brother or lover or something. I don't know. And it was intense. It was so intense. And, you know, I had tears and everything in that experience. And I know I had feline past lives. I don't have a lot of information about those past lives. I just know I was one in the past. And so on the, and those are fifth dimensional beings. There's six dimensional beings that have come to us. And Khan, who is a Taoist monk, was at the ranch once. And Cha was a feline being that appeared to him. And these are more like panther type beings. They're six dimensional beings and they're upright panthers. And I never forget what he said. He goes, so beautiful, so loving, so beautiful. And then he goes, sexy body like this. It was really, he doesn't speak a lot of English, but these beings are very graceful. They're very fast. When they run, they're like a blink of an eye. They can run on all fours or are upright. They usually walk upright. And just really graceful, beautiful beings. I love them. And then there's the lion beings. Now, the lion beings are all known throughout history. Sekhmet, you know, in Egypt, you know, they all knew about the lion beings. They were the protectors of the gods. Nerissa, also, they show pictures of Nerissa, which is a lion being. They're about 17 feet tall. They're very large beings. And they protect Lakshmi and the other goddesses and things. And you'll see him when he's sitting there, he's doing like sword hand. He's saying, do not mess with these people. They're under my protection. So they're all throughout history, but they do exist. And they were actually guardians of the ancient Lyrians, Lyrians. Some people say Lyrians that were here, which were the Anunnaki. They were the bearded gods that were here a long time ago. And they, when they fell, what happened is they fell and they got into turf wars. And Enki, who was the kind of creator god, he was all loving, very loving and loved his creations. And then he was doing a lot of DNA experimentation, upgrading humanity. And then Enlil wanted that to end. He wanted that experiment to be over and clean the clock, you know. And so that was his thing. And Marduk also joined in that, where he became, you know, they wanted total supremacy of the earth. They didn't care how they got it. And they joined up with a bunch of reptilian beings and some other dark beings, probably the Gray Alliance, I would say, and warred on their own people, turned against their own people. And it was a mess. And this was nuclear war. I mean, they had some extreme weapons that they were using. So anyway, the benevolent ones left and they got out of Dodge and they moved on and they continued to ascend. And some of them are still here, which is going to lead into probably our next question or one of our next questions, I think.
Have you heard anything about there being arcs in Hawaii?
We looked into that. And what we got was, what's the name of it's on the, there's a whole chain of islands here. It's not just archipelago islands, they call them, but there's one there and I'm not sure exactly where it is. We'll have to check into it more. I don't think it's on the Big Island or Maui or Oahu. We did kind of check into that, but there is. And there's some of these islands, you look at them, I looked down at one island, I was flying over it, and I looked down and I saw a huge bay and this island and a lot of houses and things there. And it looked like high-tech stuff. And so I really think that some of these places are doing some experimentation and things like that. And there's some massive underground stuff happening over here on the Big Island too, as well as other islands and Maui as well.
You can go on Google Earth and see the chain.
Yeah, you can Google Earth it. People think of Hawaii that there's just like three islands or something like that. There's a lot of islands, and some of them are sacred islands, and some of them are not accessible to to the Hallies, you know, or the tourists.
What are your thoughts about the ships that have been shot down recently over Canada and Alaska?
You know, my feeling is that, again, none of those were UFOs. They were balloons, or one was a hobbyist group that created a balloon and sent it up there, and they were doing some things. Most of the ships, even the low-level ones, are pretty much shielded. They're not going to be shot down with a rocket or a... I was surprised that rocket even hit that weather balloon, you know, because there wasn't much there. But I mean, the balloon was massive, but the, I guess the gear on it probably wasn't that big. But, you know, you're not going to be shooting down these, especially the more advanced ones, the very spiritually and technologically advanced ones. You're not going to be shooting those down. They're way beyond that.
Do you think the first portals that open up will be on the old megalithic sites?
Yeah, a lot of the megalithic sites that are already being activated. I mean, you can see these big beams coming up out of the pyramids and things like that. But there's other megalithic sites. Some are in the ocean, some are buried deep under ice, and those are even older, and they're being activated. There is a lot of activation going on. So, you know, it's happening everywhere and in places we aren't even aware of. These sites are getting energized and kicking on.
Do you think that has something to do with the arcs that they keep talking about?
I think it's all being activated by a higher source. It's like the creator itself has said, hey, we're going to the next level, and all the suns are involved, and there's a network of higher conscious energy, and decisions have been made on a higher level that's coming down through the dimensions into ours.
The Marmara Sea the Marmara Sea in Istanbul dropped about 20 meters. So I'm wondering if this is related to New Madrid Fault eventually unzipping and pole shifting.
I'll have to look deeper into that, but there's a lot of deep underground cave systems in that area, and you know, dumps, and they're being cleaned up, and they're flooding them out. They're flooding a lot of them out, and they're big, they're huge, and they're long, and they're going to suck up a lot of water when they go in there. There's also a lot of earthquake activity that's, you know, we're going to have an extreme increase in the solar flares and the CMEs, which are then going to increase in a lot of social economic changes because they affect the bioelectric fields around the body, and they cause us to rise, to ascend, because all this energy is coming in. And so you're going to have also a lot of severe weather and an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. And some of these big cracks that open up are being filled with water. And so there's a lot going on. It's not just one thing.
I've been wanting to ask you if you have received any information from your angelic compatriot, Kazekiel, about what is happening in the higher realms at this juncture in time.
It's funny because a lot of this information, we asked Kazekiel about some of this information. So we're always working with Kazekiel. And Kazekiel is actually Ezekiel of old and Kaseya, who soul merged and ascended. And so it's both male and female in one, and it's coming from the plane of bliss. So they are pressing their higher consciousness and energy in to assist in the awakening and healing process of planetary liberation, along with the Andromedans, the Sirians, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, all these beings, the inner earth beings, are all involved in this process. And so they're all working in harmony. They're working together to assist us in this ascension process and the restoration and healing of humanity and the earth. And they're very busy right now. A lot of the ships are, a good example is I was meditating, and I have kind of a deep soul connection with a being by the name of Plumaria, and she's Pleiadian. And she came in, and she, when she usually comes in, it's like my whole body just gets filled with bliss and love, and all seven chakras go off, and it's like intense. But she popped in, and all my signals went off that she was here, and then I felt nothing. I go, wow, this feels like blank, you know? And she was on a ship with like 25 others, I believe. And I go, that was weird. And then I felt about 2 weeks of nothing, no connection, no information. And sometimes it'll go. And what she said was like, we're really busy. We're really busy right now. And I had to focus my full attention on the work that we're doing right now. So they're very involved in this process. And so sometimes you're going to feel great connections, and sometimes you're not, because they're busy. They have to focus on what they're doing and put their full attention on it.
When will SETI Washington open up for the season? And will you have a May spring spiritual retreat by Cameron Clapp and Clark like last year?
Definitely Cameron and Clark are going to have a gathering. We're putting all that together right now. We have some other wonderful people. We'll be doing some yoga retreats there, and a lot of different things. We're focusing more on a spiritual program. The ships are still there. They're in masses. But we really want people to focus more on their own ascension, their own healing, their own awakening healing, because that's how you ascend, by raising your frequencies. And we want to get away from the looky-loos who just want to come and see a ship and things like that, because that, you know, a lot of people just want to make a party out of it. And that's not what we're about. And it's actually hinders your ability to contact them, you know? And so we really want to focus more on the spiritual. They're very spiritually and technologically advanced beings, and these are the ones you want to connect with. If you want to play with the reptilians and the grays and get in all kinds of conflicts and have your energy life force sucked from you, go, you know, that's another program. You can go see, you know, a lot of the UFO messiahs out there. We won't mention names, but that's a whole nother program. You know, to me, I wrote a whole thing, and I haven't decided on it, if I'm going to release it or not, but it's kind of a tell-all of all the experiences I had in the UFO community at the major conferences and everything, and what's really going on behind the scenes, and who's who, and just all the extreme censorship and competition and backstabbing that I've experienced throughout the years. I've been doing this for a long time, way before some of these other patriarchs that you hear about, because they're mainstream. They're on the stage, and they have all the money behind them and the other stuff. And so they have the political influences and the money influences. And so they're out there, but they've done everything they can to stop our information about the spiritually and technologically advanced beings and the off-world, the beings that we've been in contact in the inner earth and everything else, which is, there's been like all 40 years of documentation of that, you know, ships coming exactly when and where we say they come. They would come, ships landing, morphing into three ships, taking off from the mountain, going into space, every size, shape, color ship you can imagine that we've taken. And a lot of these main people have been there, you know, been at the ranch, and crickets, they won't even talk about it. It's like they've never been there. And that includes like ancient aliens and all these other guys. It's like they sanitize everything. And the last show I was in, it just shows my hand reaching for a camera. And I gave them like hours of information on who these beings are, why they're here, everything, you know, what their agendas are, who are the benevolent ones, who are the ones you want to avoid. And sure enough, they just canned it all. And same thing happened with Thrive and other things. I got canned. But there's just a lot of shenanigans going on behind the scenes, and a lot of just might as well be straight up, a lot of Luciferian connections going on there. There's a lot of just massive egos involved. There's a lot of people. It's multi-billion dollar business. You know, there's a lot of people there just for the money, and they don't care about the moral integrity or the antics of some of the people that are keynote speakers on there that are known. They have a known track record. You know, some have raped people in their past life. They've done some pretty nefarious things. And then I went through all the slander and the other thing, which is one finger pointing forward and three pointing back. So the ones that were doing all this nonsense were really attacking our character and our, you know, there's character assassinations going on. So I covered all that, where they originated. And there's some very main people in the field that originated these things because they were trying to deflect from themselves or whatever else was going on in their lives. So anyway, I covered that, but I wrote it and it's like a tell-all. And I don't know if I'm going to release it or not. A lot of it is my own process and just getting this out and releasing the past and talking about the extreme censorship that's out there and why it's a controlled narrative and who's behind it. And just to let people know that you're not going to be hearing about these very spiritual and technologically advanced beings through these venues. They're totally corrupted. And so, but anyway, I'm not sure. I may or may not release that. I think it's probably something a lot of people should see. You know, I was talking to Corey about it and he said, you know, I used to really inspire people to get involved in the UFO community, and now I'm telling them not to. Just stay away. And I'm in the same mindset right now. Like I, after being in it for so long, I just don't want to. We're almost out of time, huh? We got a few minutes.
We've got about a few more minutes left. I know there's been a lot of winter damage done at the ranch.
Yeah.
And wondering if you have any idea when an opening date might be or what the ranch might need.
Yeah, we're going to be working intensely in May. We're going to have some volunteer groups coming in. There's a lot of damage, the winter damage, a lot of deck damage, and some roof stuff we have to fix and repair. And we just don't have the gear. My little John Deere just can't handle it anymore. The earth is not heating up. It's actually cooling down. So the winters are becoming more severe. And so we're looking also at getting a Kubota tractor with a snow blower and some other attachments on it just to keep up, just so we can keep the doors open and continue to be able to go to the store and things like that. But winters are really hard up there. And so we are going to go ahead and we're going to get this tractor, and then we're going to put a link up and the link up to if people want to donate and assist and help us and obviously come up and help do some of the repairs and things and get the ranch in order. But you know, any donations would be greatly appreciated because you know, it's every year we go through this, and we're going to try to do the repairs in a way that we won't have to. You know, we had a lot of broken pipes and a lot of hard freezes happened, and we've got at least a foot of ice or more on the ground. We can't even get to the ground or fix a lot of this stuff until, and luckily I knew where all the shutoff valves were until we get a thaw up there. But anyway, check it out. Just go to eastedi.org and it should be up there. There should be a PayPal link or something with the information on there. And if you want to, you know, help out, you know, these radio shows, these are out of my own pocket. There's no advertising. There's nothing on here. This is all public acclamation. So it's not cheap to put on these shows. I mean, the equipment we have to go through, we lost all of our internet equipment. And, you know, because of the excessive snow and the slides and everything. So we've got to redo that.
Your whole house flooded.
Yeah, the house is flooded. It's a mess, but anyway, it's going to take us a while. But I would say probably June. Now, looking at a lot of the damage that has to be fixed, and depends on you know, a lot of it depends on how much help we get and how much funding we get as to how soon we can. Yeah, I kind of figure everything's for a reason. You know, maybe we're supposed to slow down a little bit, but and get things repaired. You know, because I think we're going through a crazy year. This is going to be a really crazy year, and you know, so I mean, you just got to do what you got to do. You got to just do the best you can, and sometimes you just got to wait. You know. And,
We've got about five more minutes, and this is a great question. What is the most rewarding thing for you to do?
Most rewarding thing for me to do. You know, I spend a lot of time in nature for myself and being creative and building, and I love building these centers and getting them up and going. But I think the thing that brings me the most joy is when we do this transpersonal release sessions for people and we watch people just blow off lifetimes of trauma and childhood trauma. And hang on just a second. I knew my phone was going to do that, but I think that's the thing that brings me most joy is watching people take these quantum leaps in their own ascension and releasing the past and healing. And that makes it all worth it. And seeing these massive light ships coming in and powering up just one after another, you know, it's like, how do you deny that? You know, there's times when you get down, you go, God, am I making a difference? Am I doing enough? And you're up against all this slander and character assassination that has no merit whatsoever. And there's times you're just going, God, I want to do my original plan is make a little cabin on the river and write books, you know. And if you open yourself up to the masses, you're going to get it. I mean, you're going to get hit with all kinds of stuff. So a lot of people go, God, I wish I was you. And I said, nah, I don't. There's sometimes I wish I wasn't me. So I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
We've got a few more minutes. Can you talk more about Mother Mary?
Yeah, Mother Mary, I've talked about that before. When I was 5 years old, I was dying in the hospital and she came to me over and over again. And they told my parents I was going to make it through the night, but I did. And she pulled me out of it. And then she gave me a substance that was kind of like ice cream, but it wasn't cold, and told me to eat it. And so I was always asking for the woman in blue that was coming to me, but all the nurses wore green in the hospital. So they just thought I was, you know, having delusions or illusion, something, you know, but that was my first experience. And she's been with me ever since. And she's very close. And she's very inspires me a lot of times. She's inspired a lot of the writing I do. She's also been behind a lot of the work I've been doing with the Divine Feminine and supporting that and bringing that in. And I know she's that they are done with any of this stuff having to do with the children, any harm to the children or things like that. They're so done with that. And they're coming forward now in a very intense way to clean up. So you're going to see a massive cleanup on all this sex and child trafficking and all this other stuff. It's all going to come to the surface. You know, one thing I can say is that, you know, whenever I'm down and don't feel good, Mary comes to me. It's like that Beatles song, you know, Mother Mary comes to me. And I just get this big divine feminine bliss hit and I'm good, you know. And a lot of times if you're not getting it on this level, on the human level, you can meditate and tune up. And I just get this incredible love from these higher dimensions, you know. And I always tell people, you know, it's like at the ranch, I go, you know, the masters are appearing there. We're photographing them. We've got Mary, Kuan Yin, Baba G, all these Ezekiel, all these masters appearing there on a regular basis. And, you know, the paranormal stuff happening there, Bigfoot, it's all positive. And the ships come in, massive light ships on a regular basis. They don't do that to screwed up people that have problems. And so there's a lot of rumors out there. Just ignore it. Come have your own experience. Experience it for yourself. There's just a lot of projections and blame and victims. And a lot of victims are just people that came with agendas and didn't get everything they needed. And so that's on a regular basis. But a lot of people pointing one finger forward with three pointing back. I've seen, I go, oh my God, I can't, that's the last person that should make any accusations, you know, because I know their history. But anyway, I don't want to go into that. That's just, it's like that thing I wrote about the tell all about really what's going on. But, you know, it's so important now that everybody makes their own personal connection with Creator, Great Spirit, God, whatever name you want to give it. and have your own contact. Make your own contacts happen. Focus on love and joy and bliss. And like the yogis and lamas saying, to become it, get out in nature. And they'll find you. These higher dimensional beings will find you once you raise to a certain frequency. You're going to be setting out a frequency and they're going to pick it up and they'll find you. So it's very important. I always tell people ask me, how many followers do you have? And I said, hopefully none. If I do have followers, they miss my message. My message is empowering each individual to become their own leader, to lead themselves and make their own personal connection with Creator and the higher dimensional beings. So, you know, some people will follow no matter what, but it's so important to go within, because when you're seeking, you're leaking. When you're expecting somebody else to do it for you, you're giving your power away. And so it's very, very important to go within and stop being distracted by all this other nonsense out there and make your own connections. And I think we're out of time, so I'll have to wrap it up. So, you know, as we always say, keep an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent. And that's all you need to get through these times, and be kind to each other, be kind to the planet. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.